Well, we've always had quite a varied menu, mainly because we have two menus. We have a cheap lunch menu and sort of a set menu. But then we have an a la carte menu. And we've always been very proud of our burgers here at Host. And when the horse meat scandal broke, we found that we were more worried about the other things in the burger than the horse meat. So we decided that we wanted to do a horse meat burger that was 100% horse meat, and then only including that ingredients that you would normally find in your kitchen cupboard or your restaurant dry stores.
I see. So going along the concept that, well, this is actually all our burgers have in them, and we're being open and honest about it.
Yes.
How's it gone down with customers?
We have mainly had a really good response. Not everybody wants to come in and try it. It's not everybody's cup of tea. I did have a customer yesterday who said if it had been like a horse steak or something like that, then she would have had it. She just doesn't eat burgers in restaurants. But we're selling about four or five a day, which is, I'll admit, less than we would normally sell like a normal beef burger. But there's still interest in it.
And what, I mean, this is the thing, a lot of people obviously have been eating horse in one form or another, whether it been in burgers or whether it been in some sort of ready meal. Do people actually notice the difference? What do they say it tastes like?
Most people just say it's very nice. I don't think anybody would really, I mean, when I've eaten them myself, I do notice that the meat is slightly sweeter and slightly leaner. Other than that, you would pretty much say it was a beef burger. You wouldn't necessarily notice the difference.
I mean, as a chef, you're obviously well-versed with what people will eat and sort of local demand. Can you actually see this being an increasing trend now? People actually thinking, well, they do eat horse on the continent. Why not try it over here?
I would hope so, because we need to introduce more meat into the supply chain or into the food that we eat, so as to increase the quality of meat that we eat. We waste a lot of good meat by not eating horses, and that means that we are looking for cheaper and cheaper cuts of beef, lamb, chicken, pork, for example, which means that the animals aren't raised to a high level of care or welfare. Whereas if we're eating more horse, that will drive down the price of meat in general and mean that we're able to afford to spend a little bit more on our other meats that we eat.